In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Local public health departments will take over management of much of Colorado's coronavirus response this Friday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's when the state is expected to hand off creation and oversight of COVID restrictions while retiring the familiar statewide color-coded dial system. Six public health agencies serving the seven-county Denver metro area and representing 60% of the state's population plan to collaborate through a coalition. Dr. John Douglas leads Tri-County Health.
Given the uncertainty of the variants, we're not quite out of the woods. We're not quite through the tunnel yet.
The Metro Public Health Coalition includes agencies serving Boulder, Broomfield, Denver, Jefferson, Adams, and Arapahoe counties. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And COVID-19 restrictions will end Friday in western Colorado's most populated county. Mesa County, home to Grand Junction, will end its mask requirement and reduced occupancy at businesses, among other health safety rules. Public Health Director Jeff Coor says many appointments at the county's Max Vaccination Center are going unfilled, which helped lead his department and county commissioners to decide that it was time to further open up the economy.
We will continue to have the choice to either be vaccinated or wear our masks if we don't feel safe, but we can't really restrict everyone because people are not choosing to get vaccinated.
About 28% of Mesa County residents have received their first dose of vaccine, slightly below the state average. On the opposite side of the state, Louisville will close part of its main street to cars later this month. The town east of Boulder will close a three-block stretch downtown to let restaurants expand outdoor dining. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that the city surveyed residents and business owners, and the majority who responded supported the plan. The closure will last for about 6 months. In Denver, it's 32 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.